Good afternoon. My name is Hunter Kappelman. I'm reviewing Colin Lee today on the current planetary issues of global warming. Our first question is, how do you feel global warming will affect animals?
You know, I think day-to-day life on animals, they require plants, trees, grass, dirt, sand, everything that, you know, Earth provides for them. And, you know, what humans are doing are polluting the ecosystems, and it's causing, you know, life that exists within the forests and, you know, deserts, all to just go to waste as we kill our planet very slowly. And honestly, I think, you know, if we don't do something, these animals will be in some serious trouble.
Absolutely. All right, our next question is, do you believe it will affect day-to-day life?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Global warming is an everlasting thing, you know. If we don't start fixing on it now, we've got 7 years. We got 7 years to change things, or else, you know, day-to-day life will change as we know it. You know, you don't really realize it until you look at statistics and you look around your environment and you see what it's doing to our, you know, Earth as a populace. But things really got to change, or else, you know, day-to-day life as we know it's gonna go to waste, and eventually, you know, everything that we rely on, water, it's gonna become polluted. Our plants, our fruits are gonna die faster, and everything that we know and love will just turn to dust.
Very, very sad. How does global warming affect you now?
Well, I mean, I think most people can agree with me when I say this, but global warming isn't really something that is noticed too much right now. That's why not too many people take, you know, steps to prevent it. We still have people throwing banana peels into their recycling bins or throwing batteries into their trash bins. People aren't realizing what exactly this is doing to their environment. So, honestly, in my day-to-day life, I don't notice global warming. It doesn't affect me, but, you know, in the long run, it really will do something to our people.
Of course. What kind of world do you think global warming will create for your kids and grandkids?
Probably a very disastrous one that is almost out of their reach, something that, you know, they can't prevent. If you know, our people, the people that are alive right now, don't do something within 7 years, you know, our kids, their kids, and if that's even possible, my kids' kids won't have a very, you know, satisfying life living in a planet that is gray and basically devoid of life because we didn't do anything to prevent the global warming issues.
Very. Do you know of any way to prevent global warming?
I mean, yeah, absolutely. There's many steps you can take that you might think are tiny, but all it takes is one person, you know? One person can help save, you know, 1,000 trees. Take less showers, throw away your batteries in the recycling bin, throw away banana peels in the trash bin. Make sure you're disposing of all your biomaterials. Don't put plastic in the ocean. There's so many steps that we could take. You know, there's a lot of foundations out there that plant trees, and they do things to go out of their way to help try to prevent this global warming issue. But we need more people like those foundations. We need more people who are willing to step up and do better for our community, because as of right now, all we continue to do is fall. Every day that somebody doesn't take a step to action is this exact same time that we, you know, lose faith, and it just becomes weaker. And from there until, well, you know, we just don't act upon it, then everything that we've worked for, everything that all the foundations have done to help prevent it, will go to waste, and it'll all equate to nothing.
Do you think that in the future, we will have technology to be able to basically abandon our planet if it comes to it?
Oh, absolutely. But whether we make it to that time is the real question, because I mean, yeah, that's a deep question to think about. I think we will eventually have technology to leave this planet and move to a planet that is actually sustainable, but who's to say we won't ruin that planet too? But an even more, you know, an even deeper question to that is, like, will we make it to that technology? Because we have 7 years. We have 7 years to fix global warming before it is permanent, before that that our actions are permanently unfixable. It can be halted or even slowed down, but if we don't do something within 7 years, there's nothing we can do beyond that point. We can try to slow it down, we can try to run from it, but after 7 years, that's it, that's our deadline. So I think we have to step up within these next 7 years to make a change, because if that change isn't made, then your grandkids will not live a happy life as you did.
Absolutely. Thank you for listening to my interview on Colin Lee. Goodbye.